Everything I own fits into a suitcase, but I haven't always been an extreme minimalist. In fact, it's been a long journey of fluctuating possessions, including a large home, stuffed to the brim with stuff. Matter of fact, it's taken me a lifetime to whittle down my possessions to only a few things. I was raised in a large family. There were a lot of mouths to feed on my dad's single income. We made every dollar count, raising our own food, wore secondhand clothes, and mended belongings to make them last. We weren't poor, we were middle class. All of our neighbors lived the same way, frugally. I feel like I finally have made a full circle back to my frugal upbringing, but traveling the world with only what's in my suitcase is extremely humbling and sometimes challenging. The temporary housing that we stay in, you never really know what you're going to get. Some homes are very comfortable and have everything we need. Others are pretty limited. We make ourselves rich by making our wants few. In my 20s, I fell into the materialism trap. And the funny thing about wanting is that it's a bottomless pit. The more I wanted, the more I consumed. Yet my thirst to acquire more was never quenched. Upgrading to bigger homes, nicer cars, didn't make me feel wealthy. In fact, I was both emotionally poor and actually broke. Comparing oneself to others and our neighbors is nothing new. But I feel like in modern society, with marketing, consumerism, and social media, this has only increased. And comparing myself to other people was my downfall. I was spending money I didn't earn to buy things I didn't need to impress other people. Living beyond my means caught up with me in the 2008 recession. With several maxed out credit cards, auto loans, and a mortgage I couldn't afford, my so-called rich lifestyle, which was a facade, came to an abrupt end. I lost most of my possessions. The house, the new cars, and the beautiful furniture was all sold. As an adult, I had strayed pretty far from my frugal upbringings, and starting over financially was very difficult and extremely eye-opening. I realized how much I relied on my physical things to validate me, define me. My stuff had become my identity. Losing most of my belongings was a beautiful gift because it showed me what was truly valuable and important to me, not only with my possessions, but also in my life. To me, minimalism isn't about having less of everything. It's about having more of what truly matters. My shopping habits changed dramatically after 2008, mostly because I didn't have money or credit cards to spend on things I didn't need. I was forced to go cold turkey on my shopping addictions. Like any habit, in the beginning, I went through withdrawals every time I passed a store. However, as time went on, the less urge I had to shop. The adrenaline rush I used to get when I bought something new ceased to exist. Being frugal doesn't mean depriving myself of things that I enjoy. It's more about being mindful of how I manage my money. I may have become a minimalist accidentally through financial hardship, but over the years, I gradually bought less and less, loving the freedom that owning less stuff gives me. I've taken on extreme minimalism recently, actually, so that I can travel the world with my husband. And this is something that we just wouldn't be able to do if we had a large house with a huge mortgage. I'm free from the heavy weight that owning many things can bring. I may not have a lot of possessions, but I have an abundance of experiences. You can never get enough of what you don't need to make you happy. The biggest lesson I've learned as a minimalist is that stuff does not make a person happy. Once I realized that happiness is always within myself and never found externally, I no longer have that nagging pull to consume more stuff. Things are just that, things. And they come and they go. Clothes come into style and go out of style, and new things become old. Making memories, having new experiences, cultivating deep relationships, and simple joys are the things that will always stay with me and enhance my life. I don't buy unnecessary things for a lot of reasons. I now know that my self-worth is not in material objects. I am comfortable and happy owning very few things. And I use my money to live the life that I want to, both now and in the future. But most of all, I'm content. Thanks so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friends.